In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My biggest goal is to become a Red Robin manager.
Poor little thing. Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as what, Amy?
PLT.
The podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you woke up 3 nights ago with a black eye and you have no idea how you got it. Hi, I'm Ryan Steele, and with me as always is the newest cast member of Vanderpump Rules. It's Amy Goodmurphy.
Oh my God. Hi. I've been waiting so long for that to be revealed.
Yes.
Revealed. Mm-hmm. But may I stop for a moment? Mm-hmm. When I walked in here, I saw your black eye and you said, save it for the pod. And then I think I said, yes, save it for the pod. Mm-hmm. You were sleeping and you woke up with a black eye.
Okay, basically, yeah, because I didn't even notice it. I went to work on Monday and my friend Steph, who I work with, she's like, oh my God, what happened to your eye? I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, it's black. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she goes, are you kidding? Like, she was so like, what? And then I looked in the mirror and sure enough, I have a nice rosy little dark kind of bruise above my right eye.
You didn't see it.
When my eye is like open, it's really kind of hard to notice, but yeah. Apparently you can. I think it got darker yesterday and today. I feel like Sunday night in my sleep, I really think maybe I somehow like hit myself or like, I don't know, hit the corner of my bed. I don't know how I would not be in pain or something, but you know, sometimes when you bruise yourself in your arm or your leg, and
yeah.
There's a bruiser, but it never really hurt.
Yeah.
I'm assuming maybe something like that. Or, as I always say, once in a while when I wake up super, super tired, but I had like 8 hours of sleep, I think the aliens came and got me and then they wiped my memory.
Are you on crack cocaine? Because you have not taken one breath since I asked you about your fucking black eye. Okay? That was scary to me.
Yeah. She went on a tear.
She went... When we start this podcast, we take three deep breaths so that we can calm our bodies because we get really excited around each other.
Yeah, well, D gave me a bump before the show.
D, you do not do that here.
So I don't know why I said yes. I haven't done it in so long. She's like, Ryan, you want a bump? And I was like,
what?
D, I just felt like a little, you know, I thought I was a little bit tired and I wanted some energy for the pod. Turns out too much now.
Buddy. You can't be having bumps of coke before we do the pod or period, man.
All right.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
I don't have to worry about you. I was going to say, I already worry about D, but no, I don't. D, stop bringing cocaine in here.
Yeah, it's not cool.
It's not cool.
Mm-mm.
Okay? And also...
Are you doing it too, like right now?
Oh, you're doing... Oh, she just...
Oh my God.
I need to put this on pause for a second. Can you please put this podcast on pause for a second? I got to go talk to D.
Yeah, for sure.
Ha ha ha. to tell you something, that felt good.
Yeah. You put her in her place.
I did. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I need to do what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And that's none of anybody's business. Yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Dee has a black eye now, too.
No, she don't say that. She doesn't. She doesn't.
No.
Anyways.
So Vanderpump Rules.
I'm on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, the next season coming out soon, I think, right?
That's right. Yeah, it comes out next year.
Oh, so, yeah. Yes. You didn't even tell me you were filming. You're so sneaky.
Well, I can't because, like, the whole strike thing, mm-hmm. like, I didn't know what the rules were with reality shows. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, they flew me down.
Wow.
I applied.
You applied?
I applied, yeah. Okay. I saw this like ad on Instagram and it was like, if you want to be the next star of Vanderpump. And I was like, yes, I do.
Mm, of course.
So I applied. Mm. They looked at me. They were like, lesbian, in a relationship for over 10 years.
Attractive.
Very attractive, like extremely hot. Mm-hmm. Hot rock, you know, sort of like what's hot, like a jalapeno hot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like hot.
Like America's Next Top Model.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Could have been, would have been. Would have won.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh yeah, what do you like to do? And I was like, stay in, don't go out. Mm-hmm. I like to hike. Mm-hmm. I love technical gear, like rain gear and stuff. Like I love like a nice hiking boot.
Oh, they must have loved this.
They loved it. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you are Vanderpump material. Mm-hmm. Would you be okay with serving? And I was like, like I had to work at Pump. I have to work at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I don't know. At Red Robin, I was a hostess. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, you could host. And I was like, okay, yes, I'll do it. Like that was the, as soon as they said I could host, I was like, yes. A middle-aged host. Yes, I was a middle-aged.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't. No. And that's the thing of it. So I flew down there. I hosted a Pump in West Hollywood.
A Pump.
And I actually slept with Scandaball.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Because I just love his cover band. Like, have you seen his cover band? It's hot. Like, okay. They do cover songs.
So you slept with a man, though.
Yes. Okay. For the show.
Yeah, I get it.
Because it was like a controversy. Because, yeah. Like, I had a producer who was like, the producer said to me, like, you know, everybody has their own producer. Mm-hmm. They're like, what do you want your storyline to be? And mm-hmm. I was like, well, like I said, I like to go on hikes. Like, maybe we could go to a dog park, mm-hmm. look at dogs. Mm-hmm. Like, and they were like, that's fucking boring.
Yeah.
Which hurt my feelings. Well. And they were like, would you sleep with a man? And I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
they brought it up.
They brought it up. Okay. I'm not really supposed to say that, but they did.
You heard it here first, a little scoop.
Hey, so my producer's name was Kurt. And he said to me, he said, would you do that? And I was like, I will do that for sure because I'm a star now.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, so I did that. They kicked me off the show because they just said it wasn't working.
Yeah.
And then I had to pay for my own way home.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And I actually don't even know if I'm going to be, I think they may have edited me out.
Oh, God. Did Scandival wear a condom?
I don't know.
Were you shit faced?
I don't know.
Hey, no.
Hey, man, why are you turning this up? Hey, you know what I said?
What's that?
You don't have to because I.
Ruins the sensation?
Kurt told me.
Yeah.
To tell him. No, Kurt didn't tell me that. I said, he goes, you want me to wear a dome? And then I was like,
a dome.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then, because I talk like this on the show.
Of course, yeah.
I'm like, hey, welcome to Pump. Right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, 10, party of 10. I'm like, oh no, the servers are going to be so mad. Yeah. They're slammed.
You're going to slam Trishel.
Slam Trishel.
It's the wrong show, right?
Yeah, wrong show. I can't even remember who works there. Ariana. I like go to Ariana's bar and I'm like, Ariana, I have to see 10 at your bar. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what the fuck? You don't even know how to host. Yes. Are you middle aged?
I got
and
so many chits right now. I'm slammed.
That's what I'm saying. She's like so many tickets. Yeah. Like she's got so many drink tickets, you know? That's what they're called, I think, when the receipts come out. Mm-hmm. And then anyways, wait, why is it talking about that? Why was I talking about people coming to the bar?
Because you were being a hostess and like you weren't, maybe you weren't good at it anyway.
Okay, anyways, doesn't matter. So much stuff happened. And then Scandival and I, he was like, do you want to wear a dome? And I was like, I don't know. Oh yeah, because I talk like this. I don't know. It all came back.
There we go.
I don't know. Do you want to? And he was like, it doesn't feel as good. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. So then do it. Surprise. I said, surprise me.
Whoa.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And then anyways, we did it.
Yeah.
And then I got kicked off the show.
Shit.
Yeah. They said it was too boring.
But hopefully it like blows up and you're going to be all over like social media.
No, because
you'll be on Eddie Cohen.
No, because I think I'm edited out.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And they won't return my emails.
Oh, no.
I tried to call Kurt so many times. Yeah. And like yesterday when I tried, it just went to and I think that happens when you're blocked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never been blocked. Anyway.
I'll edit all that out. Don't worry.
No, please.
Please. No, please.
Well, I really hope they don't edit you out. We'll see what happens.
Thanks, you guys. Everybody. Folks.
I've been meaning to talk about this for a while. I've started something new.
What?
Acupuncture.
Oh, tell me about it.
You ever got it?
Yes.
I had never. And I thought it was going to be just like a little bit of like, you know, when you get like a needle in your arm or maybe a little bow in your forehead.
Sure, Botox.
It does not hurt that much. It's like a little prick and you're like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Acupuncture rocked my world. Oh. I am such a wimp, apparently. Like, every little one she put in, I was like, D-d-d-d-d-d. And I'm like, then I kind of laugh it off. To be like, hey. And then all on my leg and my toes and my fingers.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Hated it the first time.
Right.
But the second and third time, both times after, the second time I went to your place,
yeah,
I was full zen'd out.
Zen'd.
I loved it. But, like, while she does it, and then she does this thing called she's stimulating certain areas. So she keeps taking them out and putting them back in. It is so painful. But now I'm kind of, like, addicted to the pain.
Oh, my. She's living for pain. Mm-hmm. She's living her pain fantasy.
Right.
Okay.
I about fucking kicked her in the face one time, yeah, too, when she put one in my fucking leg. I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then she just leaves you in there for like 20 minutes and you're supposed to meditate.
Yeah.
And every time she also gives me all this homework, like you should go to bed by 11 and do this and do that. And I yeah, never do any of it.
No, you don't need
to. So
you
bad for myself.
You don't do the homework when you go to those places. No. Did you do your exercises? Yeah. And it still hurts. It's really weird. They're like, fuck shit. Shut up.
Yeah.
You didn't do them.
When you got acupuncture, did it hurt?
I only ever got it once. And I remember it felt like interesting. I don't remember. It was like, I don't remember trying to kick or anything.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a lot of needles. It was weird. Mm. But something I do remember is I went with my friend Brian.
Okay.
And he swore by this woman named Tina. Mm. And he was like, we got to go see Tina. And I was like, okay,
yeah,
I'll go see Tina.
Why not?
Anyways, I'm laying there and Tina pricks you, mm-hmm, and then wraps you up and you lay there with like nice spa music on for like, mm-hmm, a long time. And then when she thinks you're ready, mm-hmm, she'll come wake you up. Like, oh, when you're ready or whatever, you can tell her.
Okay.
I'm lying there. Brian started before me.
Yeah.
I'm lying there and I'm kind of like trying to forget that there's like spikes coming out of my body, mm, and like what is happening and like, do I want to fall asleep?
It's like Hellraiser.
Yeah. Like Hellraiser. Exactly. Mm. And I don't know if I like want to risk sleep farting myself awake, wow, with Tina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm new here.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I'm lying there like for like, I want to say 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And all of a sudden I hear beside me, Brian has fallen asleep. And all of a sudden I hear beside me, Tina. I'm like, who? What child? What little child is in here? And I look over and it's Brian and he's tuckered himself awake. And he's like, Tina.
Why is he saying it like that?
I'm awake. Okay. He says he didn't say it like that, mm, but I swear I remember it like that. So now, like every once in a while when we're hanging out, I'll go, Tina. Aunt baby's awake. Come get me.
Tina.
Tina. Tina, baby's awake now. Take the pins out.
That's what he sounds like, actually, all the time.
Brian's going to kill me. He listens to the pod. Honey, you said it like that. I don't know what to tell you.
Also, I want to know, does acupuncture work? Because I told one of my regulars at the bar, and he's a radiologist, and he kind of like just scoffed at me. He's like, okay, go waste your money. Kind of eye roll.
I think it does. I know actually a couple people randomly that have had Bell's palsy where their face has been paralyzed. And when you research what to do, what can you do that's in your own hands? Mm-hmm. And acupuncture was part of it. And that helped two people that I know.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it really does. I think there's something to it.
Oh, I'm going to keep going.
I think there's a little something to it.
I got a question for you.
What?
What's new?
Oh my God, everything. Listen, I don't even know where to begin. First of all, I went to Cirque du Soleil last night. Ever heard of it?
Somebody got some money.
I got taken for my birthday.
Whoa.
It was a late gift.
By Tina?
Tina took me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Tina took
me
to Cirque.
You keep in touch.
We keep in touch. Yeah. Tina took me to Cirque.
Did you tell her that you're going to go to someone new though?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a decision.
Because I want to go to Cirque again.
Yeah, fair.
Like I want her to buy me tickets and stuff.
Dinner.
Because I'm not buying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, truly though, mm-hmm, I am not a Cirque girl. Like I am not a girl that's buying tickets to Cirque.
Yeah, me neither.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I would like to go with somebody, mm-hmm, but I'm not the girl that looks it up and goes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm the same person.
So I'm really appreciative.
I'm not a Cirque girl.
I'm not a Cirque girl. Okay. But I don't mean I'm not a Cirque girl in regards to like, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blown away.
Yeah.
But I like to be taken to Cirque.
Fair enough.
Do you understand
I
me?
I understand.
So my friend, we surprise each other for our birthdays.
Oh, I love it.
So every year, you know, sometimes her partner's involved. The last 2 years, her partner's been involved too, like mm-hmm, in the plans. But it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so we surprise each other. Sometimes a couple years ago, I got balloons from the dollar store.
Heard of it.
Helium.
Mm-hmm.
And I fed them outside of my car and I ripped past her when she was walking home from work and I was honking. Happy birthday.
Oh, I love it.
Picture up and we went to the golfing range.
Whoa.
Well, she's a lesbian dyke.
Sorry.
She is a dyke.
Okay.
Anyway, so we do sporty stuff usually. Mm-hmm. She's a sporty spice, mm-hmm. like me.
Mm-hmm.
And so the last 2 years, I took her to two different golfing ranges because I am not creative. I've told you this.
Yeah, I'm bad
at gifts, mm-hmm. but I try.
Yeah, you're better than you think. But it's hard to always think of new things is the problem.
I don't know where to go.
You should have got her a fleshlight.
I'm not getting her. It doesn't make sense.
That's true.
Anyways.
Maybe for her clients.
I get her a fleshlight just for the top of her vagina. Like, how does that even work?
I don't think it would, yeah.
She can't use it.
Okay, my bad. I take it back.
She just uses her finger. I don't know about that. Maybe people do like that. It's none of my business.
I don't know.
Okay, so anyways, here's the deal. She goes, be at my house 6 p.m. And she goes, dress up.
Okay.
She goes, dress up. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm mad already. I don't want to dress up. Mm-hmm. What do you mean dress up? Mm-hmm. I want to wear my sweatsuit.
Well.
And that's why she told me, dress up. Because mm-hmm. she knew I was coming in a sweatsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, okay. Like, and she was like, well, you can wear jeans. I'm like, well, I don't fucking wear jeans. By the way, I hate jeans.
Yeah.
They feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're too tight.
Mm.
Even if they're baggy, they're heavy.
Yeah.
And I'm not comfortable in them.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck off, jeans.
Yeah, I just started wearing them again. I don't like them.
I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I don't like the feeling on my skin.
Yeah, I like khakis. I'm really into I got a pair of khakis. I wear them all the time.
No, khakis, sweats, dress pants.
Lululemon joggers. You heard of them?
Cargo pants, khaki material.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Fishnet skirts.
Don't get me jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me started on jeans. Okay, so anyways,
yeah.
I'm like, well, okay, well, I'll wear dress pants, I guess. Wow, like, what the heck? And like, we're not fancy bougie gals so much, you know, like our relationship, it's more sporty. We like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, hey, man, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
So I get dressed up, but I'm out for the day. So I wear my black pants and a black turtleneck and nice shoes all day.
Great.
It's beautiful.
Mm. Were you warm?
It was warm.
Yeah.
6 p.m. rolls around. I'm there.
Whoa.
I'm on time.
Okay.
She says, don't be late. Because sometimes I'm late and she knows.
Yeah, she get really mad.
She wasn't even there when I was there. She just tested me. Because I think she said 6, thinking I was coming at 6:30.
Oh.
But I came at 6.
Good for you.
So I go upstairs, okay? It was hilarious. They have a little baby who's not even one yet. And her partner was there. And she just held their baby outside of the front door. So it looked like the little baby was waiting for me. Like just out in the hall.
I love that.
It was really funny. Her name is Ren and she's so cute. Okay, anyways. We get there. We eat. They make me dinner. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know where we're going. And she's like, well, you could have just worn jeans. Again, I said, I don't wear jeans.
Mm-hmm.
She says, finally, want to know what we're doing?
Mm.
I say, yeah. She goes, you sure? I say, yeah. She says, parkour. I say, what?
Yeah.
She says, yeah, parkour. Like, can't you like get excited? Like, whatever. I'm like, you told me to dress up.
Yeah,
but what
yeah.
do you mean parkour? I'm like, I'm going to rip my pants. And she's laughing hysterically. They're both laughing. And I'm like, is this a joke or not? Because you're a fucking liar.
Yeah.
And so is her partner. She's a liar too.
What is parkour?
Parkour is like when you, it's like a sport. It's like when you jump and climb off stuff with no riggings or anything.
My stupid ass. I'm just like, I don't know what that means.
Hey, it's okay. It's called parkour.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people jump off stuff and they go, parkour.
Oh, okay. I do know that.
It's like, mm-hmm. it's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't parkour
either.
She's my Cairo. She knows my body doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So they're laughing and I'm like, they're like, no, I'm dead serious. She's like, a client of mine is going to give us a solo lesson together and he's holding the gym. So we have to hurry up and go. I'm like, okay. And they're like, we just thought it'd be funny to watch you do parkour on a turtleneck and black pants. And I was like, okay, I'm sweating already. I'm like, all right. She's like, fine. I'll go put on a black turtleneck and pants to be with you. And it'll be funny. We'll take some pictures.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Anyways, we go downstairs. I'm like walking away right before we leave. I turn to her partner. I'm like, are we really going to parkour? She's like, yes. And I was like, okay, we start walking to parkour. We hang a right, right before parkour. And I say, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And she goes, we're going to Cirque, baby.
Gotcha.
She got me good.
Yeah,
parkour?
Parkour.
Anyways, poor thing.
Parkour, you don't even know your parkour. Fucking life. I know.
Listen, you ever been to Cirque?
Oh, yeah, a few times. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they've taken animals out of Cirque.
A tiger ate my cousin's baby, actually. Maybe that's why, too.
At a Cirque show?
Yep.
Why wouldn't you tell me that?
Went into the audience and took the baby right out of her hands and chomped it up.
Right at the show.
Yeah. It was mortifying.
Killed a family member of yours.
Yeah. No,
a tiger.
My cousin's baby, so we're not really related. But yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Egg. I'll stop right
now. No, no, no. Just hold on for a second. So there was, first of all, a tiger in Cirque. Mm-hmm. Never heard of that. And so what was the tigers, like, what was the show? What were they doing?
It was like a...
What was
like,
the performance?
Like a circus kind of thing. There was a ringleader and he was like, behold, it's the world's biggest tiger.
Yeah.
Woo! And then the tiger came out and the tiger did like a flip.
And it was huge.
Yeah, it was
huge. The tiger flipped.
The tiger did a flip and everyone was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they rode the tiger, you know, and they shot like, you know, smoke cannons and all these kind of things in the air. And then people were doing aerial shit above them.
Yeah.
And then suddenly someone's phone went off and it really scared the tiger. And the tiger like threw the guys that were on top of her off and then went to go find the phone. And the person whose phone rang was right by my cousin.
Yeah.
And then the tiger went in there and saw the little one-year-old baby in her lap and just like took it with her claws and then like ate it in front of everybody and the doors were locked so no one could get out. Everyone was just forced to watch.
I believe you, but why didn't you tell me that? Why wouldn't you tell me that?
Save it for the pod.
You're saving the fact that when did this happen?
2017.
Oh my God. Yeah. What was the baby's name?
Cleo.
Oh, I thought it was Chantel. It was Cleo?
Yeah, Cleo.
Okay, wow.
Baby Cleo, rest in peace.
I'm really sorry that happened to your family.
I know. Someone did film my cousin's baby being eaten by the tiger. It's some weird dark web YouTube thing. I think it's called like YouTuber or something.
Yeah.
I'll put the link on her Patreon.
And if you sign up to Patreon, if you're not on there yet, this is the type of material that you are missing out on.
100%.
And he's willing to share this life story with you, this family secret that I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I can't believe it didn't make news. Yeah. Like, was it in the Langley Times?
Yes, it was.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. It was on the front page, actually, and the Langley Advance.
Oh, and the Langley Advance.
Yeah.
Just wow.
Like when my house burned down.
What?
Yeah,
when
it was great. I
know. I don't want to talk about that.
I have a... I haven't done one in a while, but I have an old update. D?
I'm growing old.
And actually, this situation happened with you last week. All the numbers and letters on my phone are very small still when I text.
Yeah.
My friend Ryan, when he texts, he's like my parents. He's the same age as me. And like, you get like four words on the screen and then he scrolls and I laugh at him every time. Pride myself on being a young 45-year-old. But Jamie Goodmurphy came to my apartment last week and I got a new MacBook and the cursor arrow on my fucking computer is so big. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, when I was setting it up, you know, you get your computer, you got to set up which way you want the trackpad to go and all these things. And that's fun. And when I got to this part, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go a size up and I love it. But you looked at it.
Look at it right now.
It's so big.
It's huge.
So it's the first step in me becoming this new old person. I'm like, I'm sure my phone stuff is going to get larger soon. It's just starting to happen.
Yeah. Listen, I had no idea that's why it was that big. I was like, oh, wow. Because like your computer is newer than mine and bigger than mine. Yeah. I was like, oh, I guess everything is just blown up.
Yeah.
I didn't even think that you had control over that.
Yeah, I chose
it. And you needed to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You poor little thing.
Well, here's the thing. Becoming an elderly happens in baby steps.
Yes.
And watching them happen, I think talking about it is going to make the journey that much easier and enjoyable.
You're going to share on your journey and people are going to relate.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
No.
But maybe I would like to be. Yes, actually, I remember last week looking at this massive arrow and being like, holy shit. It was like, whoa. It was taking up the whole screen. I just wanted to click a tab and I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
I elderly shamed you.
I know. I also just cut a big chunk of gray hair out of my hair before you came over too.
You poor thing.
There's a weird one right beside like right near my ear. And I was like, I don't know why, you know, I always, you know, dye the sides. This one wasn't getting dyed and I just cut it off.
Listen, it's happening. I told you, I went to the hairdresser's yesterday. Thank you so much. I got my roots done.
It looks great.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I brushed the lawn. I always go there. And I said, they were like, he always knows. I'm like, I don't know what I want. I don't care. Just do whatever you want. But I'm like, but get rid of these.
Mm-hmm.
What I really want him to do is yank them all out.
Yeah.
But he kept saying, stop doing it. Because when they grow back wonky.
Oh.
So I've stopped ripping.
Okay.
Speaking of upkeeping your body, your face, your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
We're always talking about it. We're always wanting to do it.
Well, we're really critical of it. We want to age gracefully.
We want to age gracefully.
Well, we don't
want to
age at all.
No, we don't. I was going to say we want to age gracefully with chemicals in our face, on our hair, and all over our bodies.
Yeah.
What? It's science. Mm-hmm. If science isn't meant to be used, then what's it here for?
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to scientifically change my hair color, mm-hmm. scientifically wipe my natural face out.
Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Love it.
If science wasn't meant for us, who's it meant for?
Mic drop.
What I'm talking about is, from time to time, I will get my eyebrows tinted.
Yeah.
Because my eyebrows are very light. And I like to see them. And every day, it's the one thing that I usually will never leave the house without putting something in my eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like it's an insecurity of mine.
Well, you don't want to look like Eileen Wuornos.
Well, and this is the thing. When you play a character for a very long time called Monster, who is based off of Eileen Wuornos, yeah. and you have no eyebrows, people that know that character go, holy, you really do look like Monster. And I'm like, fuck, okay.
That's such a nice compliment.
It's such a nice compliment. Mm. My brother still says it every time he sees me.
Fuck, Kevin, you really do look like.
You really do. Yeah. He literally will be like, Jesus, you look like Monster. Fuck, and I'm like, him. Fuck off.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I've done that character in years. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so I draw that in. I draw them in.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Give them a little look. Yeah. A little pow. Mm-hmm. So I went to this salon that specializes in eyebrows. Mm-hmm. So I got there, I sat down, and I'm just like, you know, I know the drill. It's very short. It's a short amount of time. You get there, they paste it on, mm-hmm. they see how long you had it on last time, and then you're done.
Does it hurt?
Bob's your uncle. No. It's like nothing. They just paint on the tint, and that's it.
Perfect.
And then, anyways, I sit down and she goes, oh, I see you're just here for a tint. I'm like, yep, just a tint. She goes, no shape? No shaping? And I was like, no. Yeah. I'm like, just a tint. She's like, okay, yeah, you want to be really natural, huh?
Yeah.
Really natural? Oh. I shape my own eyebrows.
Yeah.
These aren't natural. I shape these myself.
Tina, fucking trying to upsell it.
It wasn't Tina.
Oh, okay.
Tina. Anyway, she was unimpressed that my eyebrows were not there to be shaped and only dyed. And anyways, in the process, Tina, we will call her Tina number two.
Of course.
Tina dyes my eyebrows. And when we're done, she's like, here, take a look. Do you like this shade? And I look and I see a big dark brown dot above my eyebrow. And I go, I'm like, oh, yeah, I really like this color. I'm like, oh, and I just sort of point to it. I'm like thinking, well, she's dyed this black little part here. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, yeah, you have zit there. So it got dyed too.
She's like laughing at you.
She's laughing at me and just was like, yeah, oh, yeah, you have zit there. So it got dyed too.
Tina too.
Tina too dyed my pimple and it stayed dyed for 2 days because I guess I had like messed with it a little bit. So there was like dry skin around it. So it dyed the dry skin and I was rubbing and rubbing and it don't come clean.
Tina too
had dyed my pimple. Tina, you didn't see the zit there?
Yeah.
I've never had a pimple dyed before. And I love how she just went. She literally just went like, oh yeah, you have pimple there. So it dyed too. What?
And you sent me a photo of this actually when
yes,
it happened.
Yes, I did.
That zit was, I want to say, a decent amount of distance away from your brow.
Well.
Where I don't think that was necessary. I think she was fucking just having a little fun with you. This girl's not going to get a shape. So mm-hmm. I'm going to fucking, you know, I'm going to put her through it a bit.
She was mad that I didn't want to get shaped. Mm-hmm. So she dyed my zit.
Yeah.
And she was like, this bitch doesn't think that I have this in me, mm-hmm. but I do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to dye up that zit above her. She can't really see it now. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure you see it when you leave.
There we go.
I love my eyebrows though, mm-hmm. but I didn't like that dyed zit.
Okay? I'm glad it's gone now.
It's gone. Oh, I kind of ripped it off eventually. I couldn't handle it. I showed my mom, like, they dyed my pimple. She's like, looks like a beautiful beauty mark.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, well, kind of just looks like a little speck of dirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, fuck Tina too.
Fuck Tina too. No, Tina too was cool. All right. And then when I went home, I was like, Jenny, do you think I need to shape? Like, am I delusional when I look at myself? I'm like, I think I have okay eyebrows, but maybe I'm not sure. And she was like, no, you're fine. And I was like, well, Tina too didn't think so. Mm-hmm. And Tina too wanted to shape them badly.
Oh.
So then I did take a little bit. I went in a little bit and I changed a little bit on the sides. I mean, you won't be able to tell. Oh. But for me, I was like, I better listen to Tina too a little bit, maybe. She said they were natural. They don't grow like this, Tina too.
Yeah, Tina too.
This is from overplucking in eighth grade.
Yeah.
They just stop growing. There's a woman I know who a long time ago may or may not be related to me.
Okay.
Not in my immediate family, but maybe a little bit further out.
Mm-hmm.
It's none of your business.
I know it's not. Okay.
Anyways, we share the same bloodline. But she had plucked out all her eyebrows because it was at times and you draw them in.
Yeah.
Well, they never grew back.
Mm.
And then when tattooing your eyebrows came in, this was before microblading. This was like literal blue tattoo.
Okay.
You would tattoo on an eyebrow. Oh, it was like the latest thing. She tattooed them on.
It was like 80s kind of thing?
No, this was like, no, because like microneedling didn't come in until like the last like 6 years.
Oh.
So before that, okay, you were drawing on whatever. Mm. And then before that, this was like, no, I want to say the 90s.
Okay.
She literally, okay, yeah, sorry, not far off. This was like 90s. Mm. She tattooed on her eyebrows. And they were tattoo color.
Oh my God.
And then I don't remember if she like maybe put brown over top of them, like makeup or powder or something. Mm-hmm. But like when they were, when she wasn't out or just chilling,
yeah,
they faded like tattoos.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I don't like that.
They become a bluey green tattoo color.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I felt bad.
She needs a merkin like we talked about last week with our bushes.
She needs a glue on a merkin on her face.
Yes.
No, she's still a beautiful woman. I'm just saying it's a tough thing when you get into these beauty trends, mm-hmm, and you take a risk.
Yeah.
And a lot of women in my life, including Jenny, she's like, my mother always told me, do not overpluck your eyebrows, mm-hmm, because you will regret it.
Yeah.
And I had a mom that was like, not overly in any direction. She was just like, do what you want. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, encouraged me to make good decisions, but was like, you know, wasn't in, I don't know.
How did she say it?
She would say, Amy, wow, I see you've plucked your eyebrows. Okay. Well, did you think that was a good decision? And I'd say, shut up, mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I didn't, I would have fucking, and I overdid it. I know.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, well, I wasn't sure I should say anything. I'd say, I said, shut up. And then she'd say, okay, honey, well, it's all right. Would you like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Well, that's nice.
And I would say, yeah, I wanted one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you.
Yeah, well, you're a teenager.
And then I would cry and hug her and say, sorry.
Sorry.
She'd say, it's all right.
Oh.
I've been reading the ADHD book and I think I know how to handle this.
Yes.
And
then I'd say,
shut up. Anyways, it's a beauty thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you believe, I don't know. What's like another trend that you could really get on board with that like big fluffy eyebrows. I could never get those because my eyebrows won't grow in a certain spot.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Speaking of high school, with your conversation with your mom, remember last season when I talked about, I kept hearing everyone was getting finger banged?
Go on.
Well, there's another expression I was thinking about recently that I didn't like in high school.
What?
I would hate when people would say they got their cherry popped.
I hate it.
So
ew.
Gross.
Ew.
Like, oh yeah, what happened last night? Oh, Mark popped my cherry.
Ew.
That is so disgusting.
Popped my cherry. And you know what that's in regards to? Is like popping your hymen, like breaking through your hymen and sometimes it would bleed.
Oh.
That's disgusting. Disgusting.
That is disgusting.
That actually is so gross. We used to say, I think what we mostly said was like, took my V card.
Oh.
But also, boys were always taking girls' V cards. No girl was saying, I took his V card.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Guys were collecting them.
Yeah. Hello. It's our first virginity time, each other.
Mm.
Like, You don't just take mine, bitch.
Yeah, virginity rocks, and you'll get it when I want to give it to you.
That's virginity rocks, first and foremost. And second, and I'm not giving it. And first of all, what I was going to say is actually, I'm not giving it to nobody. Mm-hmm. I don't give you my virginity.
Yeah, yeah,
I allowed you to fucking have a rockin' time with me mm-hmm. and rock out mm-hmm. and have a virginity playtime.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't give you no card.
No.
I don't have a card to give.
Sorry.
Maybe I'm popping your ass. I don't know.
I do remember. Though when I was, I think I've said it on here, I was 23 when I had sex for the first time.
That's lovely.
But that wasn't even full anal, actually. The first time I had sex was the guy in the hotel where I just came on my leg.
That's
if, if you've listened to old PLT episodes.
That's right.
But I remember, regardless of no penetration happening, I considered it sex. I got naked with another man.
Sure.
We both ejaculated. That was good enough for me.
Yeah.
And I think some people do consider that sex.
I do too.
And so, but I remember going back to Red Robin and stuff where I worked at the time. Give it up for Red Robin. A lot of Red Robin shout outs.
Give it up for Red Robin. Yeah.
And I remember going back to work and telling my coworkers, I popped my cherry. More of a joke, though. More of a joke. I technically didn't pop my cherry. I ejaculated on my leg in front of a man.
Okay, but wait.
What?
First of all, this is what that truly looked like. You were 23, so you were like a man.
Yeah, I had gray hair.
And your
already.
Coworkers were like 15, 16, hosting at the front, and you're like, hey, Janice, I popped my cherry. And my cherry popped. She was like, what?
Yeah.
She was like, my mom's coming to pick me up. Can I get up early? And you're like, yeah, whatever. No problem. Yeah, you definitely can. I'm in a good mood because I popped my cherry.
And then she tells her mom, hey, guess what Ryan, my swing manager told me.
Swing manager.
Yeah, he told me that he got his cherry popped. And then the mom turns the car around. Mom, what are you doing? We're going back to Red Robin, Janice.
He's talking about sex. He's talking about anal course.
And that's how I got fired.
Hey, mm-hmm. That's how?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But it all worked out because then I got a job in a nightclub and here I am.
And here you are.
50 years later.
On top of the world.
Yeah.
On top of the restaurant industry world. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Red Robin, fuck off.
I actually saw a friend last week and she works at our oyster bar in Vancouver and she's in her 40s. She's a server and I'm still bartending 1 or 2 days a week. We had a little moment. We're like, I don't care that we're in our 40s. We love the industry. And part of me was like, it was genuine, but in my head I was like, are we just trying to like fool ourselves?
Hey, listen. We have to do what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this city, don't make it easy.
Mm-mm.
My mom, I was over at my mom's the other day and she's like, you know, Amy, I read something really funny recently.
I love her voice.
And yeah. She's like, I read something really funny recently and I have to tell you about it. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, she goes, I was listening to CBC radio as she does on her Alexa. She kept telling Alexa to quietly the other day. Again, I'm not making this up. She's like, Alexa, no. I'm like, she can't hear you, mom. You're too low. And she's like, well, sometimes it works.
Well,
anyways,
that's all you need.
That's all you need is just Alexa, no. Alexa, turn it off.
Alexa, stop.
Alexa, stop it.
Alexa, please.
Please, Alexa. So anyway, she said she was listening to CBC and there was a comedian on there. And apparently the comedian made a joke about, she goes, I just loved it. The comedian, I just loved it, Amy. The comedian said, Vancouver is like a really hot guy with no personality.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, that is kind of funny. So it's like beautiful on the outside. It's got everything on the outside,
yeah, yeah.
But it ain't got no personality.
No.
It costs too much to live here.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck's happening with the culture in this city?
Yeah.
What's going on?
True.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, we got a chandelier under the Granville Bridge. That's pretty nice.
Someone installed a chandelier under the bridge mm-hmm. and at a certain time, mm-hmm. it flings around.
There you go. We have the hero show. There's some culture, but that's about it. A chandelier in the hero show.
That's it.
That's all we got.
Listen.
What?
We have to talk about something.
Bring it on.
Together.
Okay. Oh.
You took me out for my birthday, speaking of. I'm telling you, this is my year.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday heaven.
You're loved.
I felt loved. Especially by my little girl over here
mm-hmm.
because she took me for foods, a burger we shared.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we had the best service experience ever.
Oh my God, Sing Sing on Main. Gotta give it
I'm
up.
I'm telling
to them.
You.
The service was fast, the food was amazing. It was like we literally left and went, that was perfect service.
It was perfect service.
Mm-hmm.
We got a table,
mm-hmm.
it was in the window.
Mm-hmm.
I got to sit on the bench, which is my favorite spot.
There you go.
Because it was my birthday.
Well, I was scared if I farted on the bench that it would rumble down to the whole bench and other people would feel it. So I took my chair because I could fart in peace.
So he could fart in peace on his own piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I should be choosing the chair so I can fart peacefully mm-hmm. on my own piece mm-hmm. of driftwood.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
You know, to be causing no earthquakes on that bench.
I don't want people to know I'm rattling out my butt while I'm eating.
Imagine you're eating and you suddenly shake.
Yeah. Someone's farting on this
yeah,
bench.
Yeah, who is it? It looks like her. It's probably her.
Yeah.
The girl with the fucking little mole above her eyebrow.
Hey, Don't come for me unless I fucking call for you, bitch.
Yes, ma'am.
Then, where did we go?
We went to the Biltmore Cabaret to see one of our favorite podcasts.
Which one?
I've Had It.
I've Had It.
Jennifer and Pumps.
Oh my God, Brian, listen, I didn't know much about them. Brian had come across them. Mm-hmm. He was like, I think I want to take you and we're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, we laughed our asses off.
Yep.
Holy shit, are those women funny.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not listen to their podcast or follow them on social media,
mm-hmm.
everything they say is like, they just talk about what they've had it with. Mm-hmm. And they're always just like, I've had it.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny. But do you remember the fucking table in front of us who kept talking back to them?
That's what I said to people after the show. They're like, how was it? And I go, it was one of the best shows I've ever seen. But a couple of women in their early 50s are going to bring a bunch of women in their early 50s in the audience. And for whatever reason, women in their early 50s in the audience sometimes like to gab and talk back to the girls. And it wasn't that kind of show. There's no heckling to be done. And it was getting done.
There's no heckling to be done.
And it was getting done.
And it was getting done. That's right.
Yes. And I don't like that. Right.
Here's the thing. It wasn't a call and response show.
It was not.
No one was asking you a question.
Mm-hmm.
They would like say something and then this woman would be like, yes, same here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I heard that, girlfriend. Shut up.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop yelling out to the people on stage. And a couple times, one of them turned to them and was like, okay, like they handled it very well. I don't like that. If that's happening to me, I'm not graciously saying like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, stop it.
Yeah.
Don't.
I saw a bunch of head turns from you.
I kept looking, hoping to make eye contact to be like, stop it.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah.
You drank too much and you sound like a fucking idiot and I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyways, they're Southern girls.
Yeah.
They talk like this.
Mm.
And I've had it. They kept saying, I've had it. And there was one thing that they brought up that was so, I mean, everything was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We could go on about it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, check them out. So good. One of the things they talked about was she called out a man. This was like one of the things she had had it with. She called out a man that she does not follow on social media, but that she goes to his page because it's an open profile.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, if y'all rap me out so that I cannot see his posts anymore, I will fucking kill y'all. So this day secret here, and I'm fucking sharing this with you, so fuck off. She's like, if y'all are narcs, you can go to fucking hell.
Yeah.
I'm dying already.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, she's calling us narcs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she goes, this man will do a woman crush Wednesday every fucking Wednesday for his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, let me just read this one for y'all the last Wednesday. First of all, again, she does not follow this man. She just goes for the women crush Wednesdays. She goes, the photo is of his wife, butt naked, on her stomach, with a golf tee in her ass. And he has taken a picture like he's about to hit the golf ball off her ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I quote underneath, it says, and it basically goes on to say, I have loved you my entire life. You're my number one.
Mm-hmm.
You are the most beautiful woman to me. And I will cherish our love forever. You have changed my life. My queen, I am your king. And it goes off and off. And then she goes and reads all the hashtags. My queen, me and you forever.
So many.
Oh my God. It was so embarrassing. She's like, she's naked with a golf tee in her ass.
Yeah, and a lot of the hashtags didn't make any sense.
It was so fucking annoying and bad, and she was so funny. Everything she says that she's had it with,
I've had it with.
They're too good at it.
Oh my God, they're very liberal. I love, you know,
yeah.
They're from the South, but they're very similar to us in our thoughts and beliefs.
They said they hated gender reveal parties.
Mm-hmm.
They opened with one of our friends, Cynthia Kiss,
mm-hmm.
who's a drag queen here, and she was on Drag Race, Canada's Drag Race. They said that because in the U.S. right now, it's so hard for drag queens and they're, you know, all of the rules and everything, that's such bullshit that they're making, that they decided that they were going to have a drag queen open in every single city that they toured in. So they were like, that's what we're doing. That's what we can do. That's what we have control over other than voting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, that's that.
Yeah.
So it was really cool.
Yeah. Check it out. I've had it.
I've had it.
I've had it. We should get to our PLT stories.
Okay.
D.
Okay, I'm going to start.
Yeah.
Even though I started last week.
It's your birthday month.
Are you serious?
Yes, I fucking love you, bitch.
My birthday's all month, bitch. Okay, so here's my story.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hanging out with a couple comedians, and this was the show that you and I made our directorial debut on someone else's. It was for that Tell a Story Hive.
Mm-hmm.
Tell a Story Hive project.
Yes.
And anyways, I was there on set and I was the director. You came on halfway through the shoot, I think. So I directed it.
I was directing another series and I had to miss a couple days.
You weren't. I think you were bartending. You couldn't get it off. Okay. So anyways, I was making my directorial, oh my God, another one, directorial debut. Irrecyclable.
Turn it off. We're not doing it.
Irrecyclable. Say it.
Irreconcilable.
Irreconcilable differences.
There we go.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. So I was making my directorial debut on someone else's project. And so I was like very wanting to make sure, like I was putting on my boss hat. Mm-hmm. Like I was trying to make sure I was as professional as possible. I was doing like, you know, a shot list, like all of the things. Mm-hmm. I was relying on the DOP so much, but I was really trying to have my shit together. Because mm-hmm. as a director, there's a lot more that then you're not just like pointing and thinking. You got to know the flow, mm-hmm. the lines, the yeah. scene, the look, mm-hmm. what we're transitioning mm-hmm. in. What do we need to get?
You're the president of the film.
You're the president of the film. Mm, like a country,
that's right.
You are the leader.
Yes.
So anyways, I am there and I am just trying to like fake it till I fucking make it, mm-hmm. okay? Because mm-hmm. they've asked me. I did not want to do it because I was scared. Mm-hmm. But I said, Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. why am I always so scared of everything? Mm-hmm. And he said, Amy, you need to do this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, who's that? And he's like, it's Jesus Christ. And I said, whoa, Jesus, I don't mean to be like, you know, presumptuous, but yeah. you sound gay. And he's yeah. like, I am. That's none of your business.
Yeah.
And you're going to hell, Dyke.
Oh,
that's what he said to me.
Wow.
I know. So I didn't really understand the that's none of your business part.
Yeah, you never told me that.
And then he called me a dyke and said I was going to hell. Anyways, so I'm there trying to, you know, be professional. And one of the comedians that we were working with that was in the scene, we were just shooting the shit or whatever. And he's done a lot of this. So I was like really trying to make sure that I was, you know, being a cool guy. And so we start talking and we're talking shop.
Wow.
And anyways, the idea was somehow socks come up. Okay. You know how that happens in being a director.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
No, socks come up and we're talking about socks. And I truly can't remember why we're talking about socks, but I'm talking to him and I'm talking to another actress. I'm actually talking to Katie Burrell. You know who that is. Mm-hmm. She's a friend of ours. She's been on this. She's amazing. Go check her out too if you haven't. And socks come up. And I say to them very confidently, I'm like, yeah, I actually am like, sometimes I wear my socks twice and I just say it. And literally, they both stopped. And Tom, who I was talking to, goes, what? And I was like, I thought it was a safe place. I thought other people did that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, just like sometimes I'll wear my socks twice because I like, I don't know, they're not dirty. Like mm-hmm. I'll just wear them twice because my feet don't sweat or stink or anything like that. So I feel like I can get longevity out of them.
Mm-hmm.
The both of them looked at me. They both looked at me mm-hmm. like I was the biggest piece of shit, disgusting, vile, trashy little yeah. garbage pail girl,
mm-hmm.
garbage pail kid,
mm-hmm.
lived in dirt.
Mm-hmm.
What? And I told them, and they couldn't believe I had the bravery to share that with them.
The bravery.
That and I
took a lot.
And I was like stunned that they weren't agreeing with me. I thought they were gonna be like, oh yeah, sometimes I do too. And literally, basically, Tom just was like, that's disgusting. That is disgusting. I'm pretty sure Katie joined in. And I was so fucking mortified that I had said that. Mm-hmm. And then I went home again and I told Jenny, I'm like, I told them that I was wearing socks twice. And she was like, ew, what? And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Like sometimes, like if they're not dirty,
mm-hmm.
I will like wear them again. And she was like, no. So since that day,
yeah.
I have never worn my socks twice.
Good for you.
But listen, I didn't realize, I wasn't thinking. I'm like, well, they've been in my shoes all day. Yeah. Like, it's no big deal. It's not like mm-hmm. I was over at people's houses and stuff. But then I was like, no, like they've been in my shoes all day. And like you take your shoes off and they're like stretched out and like mm-hmm. they're dirty and like mm-hmm. your skin's shedding in them. Like yeah, yeah. they're gross.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so embarrassed.
I thought you were trying to save a penny, maybe.
No. Hey,
if I get 2 days out of this, a little less laundry I'm going to have to do.
Honey, I know I'm a penny pincher, but listen.
Also, don't you have like, I have like 40 pairs of socks, I think.
Okay, I do. But the problem is I only like a handful of them.
I'm the same.
And also, I lose them all. So like I have a bunch, but I have a lot of singles.
Where do they go?
Honestly, I want to write an animation story. Mm-hmm. About where the lost socks go.
Yeah, and
like they go into a little world. Like, where does that lost sock go? Because you can't, where do they go?
I have no idea. They get sucked up in the washing machine or the dryer. You know, maybe they're all like upstairs. Maybe they're having a party.
Where are they?
Unsolved Mysteries. Remember that show when you're growing up?
I don't want to talk about
so
it.
So scary.
Don't unlock core memories for me.
Well, you are a PLT.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the story, I wanted to say you had the best of intentions. You were just trying to like shoot the shit and then you're trying to, you know, break it up a little bit with a little bit of like, you know, home talk. And it didn't work out for you.
No.
No.
I'm the only PLT.
Yeah, you're the only PLT.
Thanks.
Well, I think you're amazing.
Thank you.
I'm going to be reading a story today from a PLTer that sent it via Instagram.
Okay.
Which we love. Keep sending us stories. We're going to call this person Jazz.
Oh my God.
Jazz says, I have a multi-leveled PLT story. I feel like all components are necessary to the story, but I'll try to narrow it down. In 2010, I went to Coachella for the first time, and it was also my first time doing ecstasy. When Jay-Z brought out Beyonce on stage, it kicked in and turned my world around. I bet. After that weekend, Coachella became my personal identity, as did finding ecstasy.
Uh-oh.
After chewing my face off looking for a good connection to get my drugs from, I found a reliable source. His name was Sky, and he was a 40-year-old server with frosted tips that I had worked with at Boston Pizza for 2 years prior. When I had manipulated the owners into letting me serve, even though it was illegal because I was underage, but somehow convinced them that it was okay if I didn't pour the drinks myself. Another PLT story. Jazz, you're bad.
Jazz, you're bad.
Sky always had the party favors. When Coachella 2011 rolled around, I was without a doubt, in capital letters, going. But my friend and I were concerned about finding quality drugs. We bought 10 capsules from Sky and wrapped them in plastic, put them in a shampoo bottle, and buried the shampoo bottle into a bag of coffee beans. And off to drive across the border we went.
No, Jazz.
When I went to Burning Man in 2002, we put our ecstasy in candles and like melted them in the candles. And then we mailed them separately before we went and then picked them up in the States.
Oh my God.
Yes, I'm a badass too, Jazz. We arrived at our final destination, Coachella Camping. And immediately got fucked up, and our neighbors literally offered us free access to a potato sack full of yellow pills. Next morning,
what's that?
Like a bunch of drugs, a bunch of ecstasy, Molly, boom, pow, Shiraz, all the stuff.
What's Shiraz? Okay,
well, that's a wine.
All right.
The next morning, I figured I'd dig out the pills we smuggled over the border just to mix things up a bit, as one does. Our trunk was open, car battery was dead, and the coffee/shampoo/ecstasy. Concoction was nowhere to be found. Nothing else was missing, though, so we hadn't been robbed. We had obviously moved them somewhere the night before. Anyways, that's the worst part of the story, but not the end. Not only did we smuggle drugs over the border and lose them, we had a potato sack of yellow pills we were eating like candy. At the end of the weekend, it was time to pack up and go. My friend said she was too hungover to drive, and I was seriously fucking pissed. Me too, I thought. And she continued to dry heave into a plastic bag for the next 7 hours of our drive. At the 8th hour, I started to worry that something was actually wrong with her, and we collectively decided to go to a hospital in the middle of nowhere. She ended up being treated for severe dehydration, and had a couple IVs for a couple hours. Thank God for travel insurance, because her bill was literally $18,000 US.
Oh my God.
I ended up driving most of the way home after that, and we are all giant PLTs. But my message is to grow some instincts as a human and not trust 40-year-old man named Sky and get a fucking grip if you relate to the story. Love from one of your fave fans and someone who has more PLT stories than days she's lived.
Oh my God.
Jazz, you smuggled drugs across the border.
Jazz, you can't be telling us that you smuggled drugs across the border, okay? Even though Brian just said he did too. Yeah, well, Brian.
We sent them before us. So we met up with the drugs. So you technically, we had no drugs in our car.
You sent them across the border. Or in the sky or something, or in someone else's mail vehicle.
But even that, I was so nervous, and I had nothing to do with any of it. Like, my name was not attached, but still, I was 22 or 23 or something. I was so nervous all the time of everything. I was like, oh no, if I get caught.
Oh my God.
And then I have to go to US jail. Then they dropped the soap, and my life would have had such a different trajectory.
Stop making me privy to your crimes.
I'm sorry.
Back to Jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz, I love this story. It scared me. It had ups, downs, twists, and turns. $18,000. USD.
Yes.
You're losing your drugs that you're smuggling. Where are they?
Where? That's my thing. Where did they go? Nothing else was stolen. You did not get robbed. You clearly got so mangled the night before. You blacked out. You did something with those drugs. You probably gave them to people walking by.
Who knows?
And then one, or you just gave them to someone. Hey, I love you. You're so hot.
Here, take these.
Yeah.
Do you know what the best part of the story is?
What's that?
The man was named Sky.
Yeah, he was a 40-year-old server with frosted tips.
At Boston Pizza. And he was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you need some drugs?
Yeah.
Call Sky.
That's right.
Hey, yeah, I'll do it. I'll set you up.
Sky.
Oh my God, Boston Pizza, also very much equivalent to Reddy Rob's. Red Robin, BP's. Yes. Trust me.
Boston Pizza.
We used to go to Boston Pizza all the time in North Van. I was trying to like hear. I was like, did I know someone named Sky that worked there? Because like, truly.
Maybe he still works there.
He probably, Sky definitely still works at BP's.
Now, yeah.
Well, he works works at BP's. Jazz, you need to not do that. But here's the cool part, Jazz. Mm. You're right. Jazz put a PSA in there.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you're 40 plus, grow up.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
And don't do it when you're young either. Smuggle. Dude, I haven't even seen those Border Patrol crossing shows.
That's right. And don't be serving at restaurants in your 40s.
Hey. Oh, no.
Like every episode. You do. Oh. Jazz, your appeal to
Jazz, your appeal to you. Holy shit. Honestly. And Sky? Yeah. No, Sky's a king.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And also, Jazz, your friend is a PLT.
Jazz, your whole world is PLT.
She was supposed to drive you home. She's a bitch. Like every episode, we end with a question.
Okay.
This week's question, actually, your story kind of relates to it a little bit. If you were in line up at Chuck E. Cheese to buy your nephew some game tokens, and the mom behind you in line, who you didn't know, just went up to you and whispered in your ear, "You're fucking trash," what would you do?
Okay, I'm at Chuck E. Cheese. Yes. I'm trying to get some tokens.
For your nephews.
I'm pissed already because I'm at Chuck E. Cheese. I already know I'm getting sick 100%. Yeah. I'm going to get some sort of fucking flu, influenza, some sort of fucking weird disease from all the gross children in there.
Yeah.
I know I'm trash because I'm at Chuck E. Cheese. I know my kids are trash because they're with me at Chuck E. Cheese and they've convinced me to go. Mm-hmm. So I'm mad, rattled, and I know I'm fucking trash.
Yeah, yeah.
But do I want this mother behind me to whisper in my ear, "You're trash?
You're fucking trash.
You're fucking trash"? No, I don't like that at all. So I would turn around. First of all, I'd go, "Ew," because she would be close to my ear whispering.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would go, "What?" And she would say, what would she say to me back if I said what?
"You heard me. You're fucking trash."
I would say, "I know I'm fucking trash, but here's the biggest fucking, let me fucking riddle you this, bitch. You're in Chuck E. Cheese with me and you just whispered to a fucking stranger and you don't know who you just fucking click clacked with, bitch."
Oh, shit.
"Because I'll click clack back and you'll call me trash. From one trash to another trash, you're fucking trash, bitch. And your kids are ugly." Five tokens, please, only five, because I want to go.
Yes. Don't serve this bitch behind me.
That's right.
Shit, well, you handled that well.
I click clack, bitch. I don't even know what click clack means, but I think it means don't fuck with me.
That's right.
What would you do?
I can't punch her, right? That's inappropriate.
You can't do that.
I can't do that.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would turn around. Okay, you'd be the woman.
Okay.
And I'd go,
"You're fucking trash, bitch."
What did you say?
I said, "You heard me. I said, you're fucking trash."
"What do you mean? Why am I trash, bitch?"
"Because you're here."
"So are you. You look in the mirror. Nice haircut, by the way. You look like a Karen who fell off a porch and hit her head."
"My name is Karen and I did fall and that was a long time ago and I've never recovered fully."
"Yeah, and I can tell and I don't feel bad about making fun of that. I'm a genius and I know how to tell the future because I just guess that about your life. Anyway, why do you call me trash?"
"Because."
"It's 'cause I'm gay?"
"Yeah."
"You are."
"No.
You're homophobic, Karen."
"No, that's not why I said that."
"Why'd you say it?"
"I said it because you smell like garbage."
"Well, that's because I just queefed, bitch."
"You know how to queef?"
"Yeah, gays can do a lot of things that you don't know. But you're so homophobic and in your head, you don't even know anything about that, bitch. Whose kids are those? Are those yours right there, the ugly ones?"
"Yeah."
"Yeah, they look like they fell off the fucking porch, too."
"Hey,
the apple
did.
Didn't fall far from the tree,
they
bitch.
Did. We were in an apple tree."
"Really?"
"Yeah, none of us have fully recovered."
"Yeah, you probably live in one because you're so trash and poor." "Five tokens, please. Click, clack."
"Click, clack. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.